Welcome to Season 5 of The Breakdown, the official podcast of the Breakaway Roping Journal and CalfRoping.com. This season, we're diving into both the breakaway and calf roping like never before, bringing you the personalities, successes, and horses that make these events great. You can expect training tips from top ropers, stories from the road, and industry news that goes beyond the numbers. I'm Hannah Mann, your host, and this is The Breakdown.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to The Breakdown. This is Callie Montague, your temporary host, until our new gal steps up and steps in to start telling some of these stories. On this episode, I hop on a call with JC Hammonds, the 2026 Resist All Rookie contender who just took home the win at the San Antonio Stock Show and Rodeo for a sweet $25,000 payday. Also, as I am recording this, JC is number one in the world with $40,796 won so far this season. Let's get into it and meet your San Antonio Rodeo champ.
Perfect. So let's start with a few facts first. How old are you?
I am 25, about to be 26 in like 3 or 4 days.
Perfect. And then where are you from?
I am from Goldthwaite.
Okay. And y'all aren't living there now, are you?
No, we're in Dublin now.
Okay. That's what I got. Perfect. And what are you doing when you're not rodeoing?
I just started my own custom leather shop. So I'm doing, you know, head stalls, belts, all that good stuff.
Sweet. So I know that this is your first big pro rodeo win, and I'm sure there will be more, but since we haven't really gotten a chance to introduce you on the BRJ stuff yet, tell me about how you grew up.
Yeah, so I grew up helping my dad on the ranch. He always had yearlings to tend to, so I always got to help him go doctor stuff. Just kind of grew up roping out there and then slowly got into the arena and that side of it.
Perfect. And then when did you, I mean, I know you've kind of junior rodeoed your whole life, but did you rope calves your whole life? Because I know you're on poles and all that, but when did you start roping calves?
I didn't start roping calves till I think it was maybe the end of my sophomore year.
Right.
I team roped a bunch, just kind of went to a few jackpots here and there. But yeah, I don't think I really started. I did like, you know, the whole 8 and under and 9 to 12 deal for a little bit.
Right.
At the junior rodeos. But yeah, I didn't start high school rodeo till I think my sophomore year. And then that second semester I started breakaway. And
gotcha. Who's kind of helped you along the way with your rope? And I know you've gotten to rope with some pretty cool people. Has there been anybody that's helped you and kind of made a big difference in your open up till this point?
Dusty Hips and my dad they've helped me a ton. I probably lived with Dusty for about a year outside of college. Mm-hmm. And he's the one that helped me train Heineken, the one that I'm riding now. Him and my dad both, so they've been a huge help. And then recently I've been roping with my neighbors, the Stokes, and then I've been roping at the Ingessers. And they've all been super helpful.
Awesome. So you've roped, you've rodeoed, but you just decided to buy your rookie card this year. So what made you decide to do and kind of go at it this year like that?
Everything just kind of seemed to be falling together. I just, you know, I kind of struggled with my rope and I wasn't very consistent for, you know, through high school and college, and, took a little break after college and didn't really enter a whole lot. And then I finally kind of clicked with this horse, and I really worked on my roping there for one, just really critiqued it and tried to get everything more correct. So, I would win every once in a while, but nothing was just very consistent. So I worked on it for a good while and everything was just finally clicking with me and this horse. And so it just kind of seemed right.
Perfect. And we'll talk more about your horsepower here in a minute. I know he's very special to you, so yes. I'm not ignoring that. We will get to that, I promise.
Okay.
And then what would you say some of your biggest wins are up until this point? And it could be anything. It doesn't have to be the breakaway, but some of your biggest wins up till yesterday.
Until yesterday, I guess, you know, I won Denton and Lubbock and the WPRA finals, and all of those got me qualified for these big building rodeos this right. winter. So those have been pretty big, smaller rodeos themselves, but, you know, got me here. So those are pretty special too.
For sure.
Taking a quick break to jump in here and tell you guys a little bit about roping.com. With a roping.com membership, you can get unlimited access to roping.com's comprehensive tie-down, breakaway, and team roping video library and learn from world champions Caleb Schmidt and Shad Mayfield, as well as top trainers Logan Harkey and Justin Moss. Plus, you can binge hundreds of hours of live and archived ropings, including the Cinch Timed Event Championship and the Patriot Events, the legendary Spicer Grip and Mobetta ropings, and more. Now, let's get back into the episode.
Alrighty, pal. So now that everything's settled, and I know you're tired, but how are we feeling after the win yesterday?
Oh, it's been crazy. Me and Jared probably stared at it for a good while this morning. Staring at the buckles, just like, holy crap, that actually happened.
Right. And now he, pro bronc rider, right? That you're married to?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Perfect. Perfect. So just kind of just taking it all in.
Yes, for sure. I've got such a great support system. I've had so many friends and family, you know, text me. And so knowing that I've got a lot of people in my corner helps too.
For sure. I know when I was watching it last night, I didn't get on Facebook immediately, but I just remember giggling. I'm like, I bet her mama is freaking out right now.
Oh my gosh. I think mom and dad were both crying.
Oh man. So was she there? I just saw pictures of you and the guys. Okay, good. I'm glad.
Yeah, mom and dad got to come. And so it was good to have them there.
Super cool. All right, let's break down some of the runs. So I know that no good in bracket or round one of your bracket, but we're 2-3 in the second round and then 2-flat in the third round to be second out of bracket three. Anything crazy about those runs in your bracket?
Not really. That first one, I guess the nerves might have gotten to me a little bit. I didn't see the start that I intended on seeing. Mm-hmm. And just broke the barrier. And then the third round, I missed my slack a little bit, but luckily my horse stopped and broke the rope before any legs or anything got in it.
Right.
But other than that, nope, I just had good calves and figured the start out after that first night.
Perfect. So, I mean, you said nerves got to you. Were you nervous or was it just, did you eventually just kind of settle into it?
Yeah, I think it was nerves and just anxiousness. I was excited to be there. You know, and I was just really ready. And I knew they were fresher calves. So I was like, they weren't going to outrun me. I was like, I need to see them out. And I guess I just got a little too excited and went way sooner than I had planned.
Right. Man, the setup, I mean, it's a fast setup, but the calves definitely played a part in everything. I mean, once you figured it out, I'm glad you did because that definitely sorted them out, sorted some people off. Just because of how fresh they were.
Yeah, and because there were some of them that, you know, when you have fresh calves, that second, third run, you kind of really don't know what you're going to get.
For sure.
You don't know if they're going to have it figured out and leave good or if they're going to still kind of stutter there at the beginning. So I was lucky enough that most of mine kind of went on and allowed that rope to break off quicker.
Stayed out in front of you a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we get to the semis, and you're another 2-flat. Anything crazy about that run?
No, I just knew I had a good calf. I knew he was going to leave pretty good. So I just saw the same start that I had seen the last couple of days, and I knew he kind of faded to the left a little bit, but my horse breaks to the pin so good that I wasn't really worried about it.
Yeah. And then I assume kind of a similar story in the finals, same time, obviously, but that one even kind of stepped off over to the left too. Anything about that run you want to talk about?
Yeah. So Jordy had that calf the night before and he was actually a little stronger with Jordy. Mm-hmm. You know, it helped her rope break off pretty quick. He kind of let up with me a little bit, but he still left how I expected him to. So got me out of that barrier.
For sure. Alrighty, you brought him up a couple times. Let's talk about him. Tell me about the bay horse.
Yes, so we've had him for a while now. We got him from Tyler Schaffner at Roadrunner Ranch, and I think he had maybe 30 days or so on him, and he got put in my dad's string, and dad did not like him at first. He was not a fan. And but he grew on him, and he bought him from Tyler. And I probably didn't start breakawaying off of him until he was maybe 7 or 8. I don't know. It was in college, so 2018, 2019.
Right.
So he was a little older, but he had been ranched on that whole time. You know, he was a doctor in yearlings, and dad had him out in Alpine working on the big ranches out there. So he had kind of been there and done that, and I just got to transfer it to the breakaway pen.
For sure.
But and he's been so great. He's a 14 model, so he should be 13.
Yeah. Sweet. And what do you call him? I know, but just so we have it on record.
Heineken.
Heineken. Perfect. Papers or anything?
Yes. I don't really know. I don't remember what his registered name is. It's like a Woody's Bay Rose or something like that, I think.
Sweet. As a rookie, and pretty early on in the season, like I know you started back in October, but pretty early on in the season, how cool is it to add a win like this to your resume before the year? I mean, right here in the middle of the good winter rodeos, but before the year really gets to moving, how cool is that?
Yeah, it definitely helps. I mean, Heineken's kind of the only one I got right now, and we were kind of starting to stress out a little bit of just having him for the summer because I wanted to keep rodeoing and go up north and everything. But having these big rodeos and winning some money at these kind of eases the summer up a little bit. So maybe not be in such a bad position just having him.
For sure. Kind of takes pressure off a little bit.
For sure.
Perfect. So yeah, let's talk about that. I mean, what's the plan for the rest of the rookie year? Are we going to, I mean, is the goal to make the finals, or are we just trying to get some rodeos under our belt? What's your goals this year?
Oh yeah, we're going for the finals this year. I feel like I've got a good enough start, and I've got a buddy that I'm going to get to go with this summer, and she's ready to rodeo too. So we're just going to have fun and make the finals while we're doing it.
Good. I love it.
Well, you guys, that is it for this episode of the Breakaway Breakdown. It was pretty awesome getting to talk to one of our girls who not only is shooting for the rookie title this season, but also looking to make a trip to the national finals of Breakaway Roping at the end of the year. Those of us from Texas have known this girl's been a hand for many years, but it was about time the rest of the world found out. This is Cal signing off. We will see you somewhere down the road.